Al-Tahrim, the Prohibition. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Prophet, why do you forbid yourself the things which Allah has made lawful to you? You seek the pleasure of Allah for your wives, and Allah is Great Protector, Ever Merciful. Allah has indeed sanctioned to you, the Muslims, the expiation of your expiable oaths. And Allah is your patron, and He is the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. Recall the time when the Prophet confided to one of his wives, Hafsa, a certain secret matter. When she divulged it to another of his wives, Aisha, and Allah informed him of this, he then made known to her a part of it to reprove her for what she had done, and avoided mentioning the other part. So when he told her about it, she said, "Who has informed you of this?" He, the Prophet, said, "The All-Knowing, the All-Aware God has informed me." If both of you women, Aisha and Hafsa, turn to Allah repentant, He will accept your repentance, for your hearts are already inclined to God. But if you abet each other against Him, then bear in mind, Allah is His helper, as also Gabriel, and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore, all the angels are also His helpers. It may be that in case He divorces you, His Lord will give Him instead wives better than yourselves, wives who will be submissive to Allah, faithful, obedient, penitent, devout worshippers of God, given to fasting, and they may consist of divorcees, widows, and virgins. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire of which ordinary human beings and stone-hearted people are fuel, and over which angels are appointed, fierce and ferocious, who never disobey the command of Allah, and who do as they are told. O you who disbelieve, now when you are cast into the fire, make no excuses this day. You are only requited for what you used to do. O you who believe, turn to Allah in sincere repentance. Maybe that your Lord will acquit you of your evil deeds and admit you to gardens served with running streams. On that day, Allah will not disgrace the Prophet nor those who have believed with him. Their light will advance swiftly, radiating in front of them and on their right hands, while they will go on praying and saying, "Our Lord, perfect our light for us and protect us against our lapses. Verily, you are possessor of prudential power to do every desired thing." Prophet, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be stern with them. Their resort is Jahannam. What an evil destination. Allah compares those who disbelieve to the wife of Noah and the wife of Lot. They were both under the wedlock of two of our righteous servants, but acted treacherously towards them both. So they, Noah and Lot, could do nothing to save them from the punishment of Allah. And it was said to them, "Enter you both into the hellfire, along with those of your category who enter therein." And Allah compares those who believe to the wife of Pharaoh. Behold, she said, "My Lord, make for me an abode in the garden of paradise, close to you, and deliver me from Pharaoh and his work, and deliver me from the wrongdoing people." And Allah next compares the believing people to Mary, the daughter of Imran, she who took care to guard her chastity. So we breathed into him, the believer who is exemplified here, our inspiration, while she declared her faith in the revelations of her Lord and his scriptures, and she became of the devoted ones to prayers and obedient to him.